very fruitful. But they were not lazy, you know. Mm-hmm. They were hard workers, you know.
Yeah.
Good country people, they called them, you see, but they were poor people.
Yeah. Okay, did you have a name for the type of people who were just lazy or didn't want to work, you know, people who lived out in the country or the city? You said they called them what?
Well, they called them trash, poor people. I mean, trash and no good, you know, and sorry. They called them sorry, no good.
Yeah. Did you ever hear them called Peckerwoods or?
Well, I've heard them called Peckerwoods, but... more like a slang word, a peckerwood, I believe. It was more like just a slang. It wasn't so much to denote what kind of fellow he was. I think it was just to say something about that. I don't like that peckerwood.
Yeah.
See? More like a.
Yeah, it was used when somebody was angry.
A slang, you know, word. I think it didn't exactly mean that he was no good. I think it just, in his opinion, he didn't agree with him on something. He was a peckerwood, you know. Something like that.
Maybe got a hard hit or something.
Something like that.
What about, in Georgia they say cracker all the time. That's what we're
talking about. Cracker, huh?
Yeah. Think about Georgia cracker. Did black folks ever have a name for, you know, poor white folks or other white folks, you know, richer white folks than them? You said they call the rich folks masters sometimes.
Yeah, they call them white folks, and I'd say they call them white folks, and us niggers, and you know, a long time ago they didn't call them blacks, you know, they called us niggers, you know.
Yeah.
Us niggers, and it gets long, that's our white folks, you see, and they like them, that's our white folks, you see.
Uh-huh.
And we belong to so-and-so, you know, we belong to so-and-so. We all together, or something like that, you know. Live together, and of course they always had their own church and their own school. And
yeah. What about names that white men would have for niggers?
Well, they called him niggers, and
say
he was a good nigger, you know. He was a bad nigger, no good. He's sorry, lazy, just like you talk about poor white people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the white people they didn't think was would work, you know.
Yeah.
But of course, they had the niggers would. They would be,
you remember any old, you know, really, any derogatory or real or nasty or jocular funny words for them? You know, funny words they used to call them?
Niggas and...
Like down in Florida, for example, they used to be a principal, I thought, of dragging a black man through the swamps, and they called him Gator Bait down there. That's just a, you know, that's a...
Well, there wasn't too much of that around here, but there have been, I know, of some of them dragged behind a wagon, a horse, buggy or something, but not, that's been, you know, you hear about that. I never did see that, but I mean, you hear people talk about it.
Yeah.
And when they would, around these camps where they were working, like around, like Georgia, turntime camps, you know, they always had they kept give them houses, well, a shack, I guess you call it, to live in, and they had groceries at the commissary, they call it, you know.
Yeah.
The store, and they go to the commissary and get whatever they want and charge it to them, you see. And then they would maybe have coupons they would use to trade with, or they'd have maybe Bozine, they call it, with a little metal, like looked like money, you know. They'd use that to gamble with. And they'd go up there and get what they wanted. Bozine, yeah. Rosine.
A little piece of metal.
A little piece of metal, just like money, only it's thin, you know, and light. Very light, you know.
Was it a type of money, a French money? Or?
No, it was made like if you worked for, like my uncle, and you tell Turpentine Company.
Uh-huh.
Or it was Turpentine Company. It had written on there, you know. Good at good Turpentine Company, written in circles, you know. Then it'd be 50-cent piece in the middle, or dollar, or.